Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 94. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 73. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas state lawmakers wrapped up on Friday announcing that they will be spending more than $10 million to help improve Medicaid dental rates in the state of Kansas, saying that more Kansans will have access to quality dental care within the state. As according to the Kansas Medical Dental Program, they say the benefit will help adults seeking dental treatments that include cleanings, dentures, and more. As they say right now, the problem is that roughly only 30% of Kansas dentists actually offer Medicaid benefits.
Being able to get those rates up a little bit is really, we really think is going to help get more dental providers interested in providing care for their neighbors. We are really happy with this rate increase. It is definitely not enough. It's going to take probably another $30 million, quite honestly, to get the rates to where we need to be.
That was Tanya Bruner, the director for Oral Health Kansas on KSNT News. They say the new rates officially took effect for dental offices across the state as of July 1st of this year. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the Summer Sales Sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, along with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, has announced that there is a recall in effect starting July 17th from a company of Kiam Foods Incorporated based out of Massachusetts, where they have announced recalling more than 24,000 pounds of chicken sausage products that may contain pieces of plastic. According to the report, they say the 11-ounce of vacuum-packed packages containing four pieces of the all-natural alfresco chicken sausage sweet apple with Vermont-made syrup has a date of October 1st, 2025, printed on the back label, where more than three individuals have sent in complaints to the producer regarding white pieces of plastic inside the recalled product. According to the federal health officials, they say they are worried that individuals may still have the products within their stores and refrigerators or freezers at home, where people who did purchase the product are encouraged to throw them away or return them. It is a nationwide product with many stores across the state of Kansas carrying the product, and you can call the company for recall information. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Holdridge, Nebraska wrapped up last week holding a ceremonial groundbreaking for the future home of what they're calling the Iron Horse Egg, a multi-million dollar fertilizer facility and the first business to break ground at the Iron Horse Business and Industry Park. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that the plant is a project from Nebraska Land Aviation that will feature more than 6,665 tons of dry fertilizer storage across nearly 40,000 square feet of an 18-acre plot west of Holdridge, Nebraska. According to officials, they say that the facility has been in conversation since 2014, with full operation expecting to start by the end of 2027 as construction begins. The Iron Horse Ag owner, Ty Marquette, says that the project has been in the works for more than a decade, with the early planning really ramping up in 2022 with the design through the construction company of Stuve Construction. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the Summer Sales Sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler, or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will meet Monday, 8 a.m. at the Fair Office, the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids, and will hold a public hearing at 8:30 to consider a proposed mill levy that would exceed the revenue neutral rate. An increase of 2.602 to 47.509 mills is proposed after cuts at the last meeting that brought the increase down from a 3.176 mill increase. Washington County Commissioners to meet Monday with ambulance services as they consider options for a countywide ambulance service. Washington City Council has called for a special meeting allowing the entire council to attend the commissioners' meeting. Nemaha County Commissioners approved a 25% match toward a $13,000 state and federal grant that would provide weather radios for distribution to local residents. Population figures for commissioner districts were reviewed. No changes will be made at this time. Kansas Department of Agriculture will host an animal health workshop August 13th in Seneca. That will also be open to the public. A roadwork project set to resume this week on Highway 77 in southeast Nebraska. Work from Beatrice to Princeton will add armor coating and chip seal material on the main line and shoulders. Traffic will be maintained with lane closures and a 12-foot width restriction in effect. Work to be completed by August. USDA Farm Service Agency will host an informational meeting in Marysville Tuesday, July 22nd, regarding the county committee election process. Nominations open through July and are open to anyone participating or cooperating in a program administered by FSA. Farmers and ranchers may nominate themselves or others, with additional information available online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. Again, the informational meeting Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock, the Farm Service Agency office in Marysville. Mike Miller, Executive Director of the Marshall County Partnership for Growth, continued the conversation with Katie Jeter on our public affairs program this past weekend. The entire podcast available on our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media. Marshall County Fair continues through Tuesday. Live reports continue with pre-fair comments from the 4-H kids throughout the day. Max Blasky reporting live Monday and Tuesday afternoons. Monday evening, Round Robin begins at 6, a 4-H pool party from 8 to 10, then a free movie at dark. Tuesday, the Farm Bureau Pancake Breakfast is 7 to 9 a.m., with free will donations toward the Ending Hunger campaign. Livestock Judging Contest Tuesday at 10 a.m., 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction begins at 4:30. The Fair Supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, open to the public, starts at 5, and the Livestock Auction Tuesday evening at 7. Check-in Tuesday set for the Gage County Fair from 10 to 2, with livestock from noon to 7. The annual Ag Appreciation Barbecue is Tuesday evening, 5 until 7, and the Jayhusker Auto Club will host a classic car show. Activities on the fairgrounds in Beatrice continue through Sunday at the Gage County Fair. Luke M. Oldehoff, age 31, of Paradise, Texas, formerly of Marshall County, passed away July 16th. Funeral services planned Saturday, July 26th at 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church, Marysville.
burial in the Greenwood Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Luke Oldehoff. Terry Ekstrom, age 66, of Frankfurt, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Terry Ekstrom.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory goes into effect for this afternoon as a nearly stationary frontal boundary continues to remain stalled out just off to our north for today. Can't rule out a chance for some widely scattered showers and some thunderstorms developing. Otherwise, hot and muggy conditions expected not only for this afternoon, but really for much of the remainder of the work week as well. We'll have high temperatures by this afternoon, climbing up into the middle part of the 90s, but expecting heat index values by this afternoon to climb into the lower 100s. For tonight, still that slight chance for a shower or storm yet this evening, overnight lows only dropping back into the lower 70s. And then full-on sunshine with actual highs in the upper 90s, both Tuesday and into your Wednesday, but combined with some higher humidity values, still expecting feels-like temperatures more like the lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70. The record low, 54. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:16. We scored another 70 hundredths of an inch of rain Saturday night here at the studios.
Good morning. This is Chris Lewis. Scotty Scheffler wins the claret jug.
The moment awaits. The tap in. Scotty Scheffler. He's now joined the company of golf's greats. He is the champion of the Open at Royal Port Rush 2025.
Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. Scotty Scheffler wins his first Open Championship title, his fourth career major title, and has now won three of the four majors on the way to the career Grand Slam. Scheffler after the round.
It's a very special feeling. It takes a lot of work to get to this point in my career, and this was a tough week. It was challenging. The golf course was playing really tough, and I had to focus very hard over the course of the weekend. And
it's his second major victory this season by at least four shots. A dominant effort. To Major League Baseball, where the Brewers have been dominant, winners of nine in a row, looking to make it 10 straight against the Dodgers.
2-2.
And a liner into center for a base hit. Tosses in. Curio chugging around third. He's going to score. The play at third on Vaughn will result in an out, but Curio scored first, so the Brewers get two in on a bases-loaded single by Isaac Collins.
Brewers, in a come-from-behind effort, beat the Dodgers 6-5, their 10th straight win, second-longest win streak over the last 20 seasons. Elsewhere, Major League Baseball, Yankees win their first road series since mid-June. They beat the Braves 4-2, and Aaron Judge hits a home run, his 351st. And the Red Sox, they top the Cubs by the final of 6-1.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July starts Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team, top seed in the zone tournament at Smith Center, took the title in three games, advancing to state at Hiawatha this next week. The championship game with Smith Center was suspended Saturday on account of weather and resumed Sunday with Marysville winning. Again, the Marysville Senior Legion team advancing to the state tournament. We'll air those games live on KNDY with the brackets to be announced. Meanwhile, this past weekend, the Marysville Junior Legion team finished fourth at state in a 17-13 loss to Pittsburgh in the finals, as the juniors finished the season 13-9.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures point to a higher start to the week, with investors anticipating earnings reports from Alphabet, Tesla, GM, and Coca-Cola this week. Stocks ended last week mixed, with the Dow and S&P slipping on Friday, the NASDAQ closing at a new all-time high. Auto giant Stellantis is out with preliminary figures showing a net loss of nearly $2.7 billion in the first half of the year. The parent to Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, and Peugeot puts part of the blame for its loss on new U.S. tariffs. Months of legal wrangling with ExxonMobil is over, and Chevron has closed on a $55 billion purchase of Hess. The fight centered on access to an undersea oil field off the coast of Guyana that could hold 11 billion barrels. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron has resigned after he was caught last week on a big screen at a Coldplay concert embracing a woman who wasn't his wife. The board of directors of the tech company accepted Byron's resignation on Saturday. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Nebraska's unicameral legislature passed a bill banning the production, sale, or advertisement of lab-grown meat. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says he's happy the bill has become law.
We're here celebrating, making sure we don't have this thing, I call it bioreactor meat, being made in Nebraska. It's not going to be made in Nebraska. It's not going to be on Nebraska grocery store shelves. So we're really, really excited to celebrate that legislation being passed. So we're out here in God's country with real people celebrating that.
This is a big deal for Nebraska.
It's a big day for Nebraska agriculture. It's a big day for cattle and all livestock producers, because we're finally saying no to these extreme radical left operated groups. My first exposure was 35 years ago with a group named PETA. Had no idea who they are. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. They've had one goal only, and they've still been coming to Nebraska to try to put us all out of business and saying we're not taking good care of our livestock. Are you nuts? The better we care for our livestock, the better they help us feed, clothe, house, and raise our families.
Pillen is adamant that lab-grown meat is not real meat.
We've had enough of these fringe groups. We've had enough of PETAs. We've had enough of the Humane Society Trojan horse faking people. We've had enough of these people making stuff that they're calling meat. That's the first problem of all. I've dubbed it bioreactor meat. Whatever they are calling it, it's not meat. It's crap. Call it whatever it is. But the only way it can be meat is if it comes off of a four-legged animal. Right. Agriculture is not agriculture unless it is germinated on the ground or raised on the ground. If it comes out of a lab, it ain't anything close to being called that.
We'll see what this means for the cattle markets going forward. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, The Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Markets.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act was recently signed into law on July 4th, 2025. There are many provisions in the act that impact agriculture, which K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen discusses. He explains a change in depreciation provisions.
On the business side of things, the depreciation provisions are huge. We get restored 100% first-year bonus depreciation effective for qualified assets placed in service on or after January 19 of this year. And that is huge in terms of asset purchases and farm machinery manufacturers, those types of things. That's really going to drive and stimulate more asset purchases.
He also talks about a couple of things that have changed for commodities.
The reference price for corn is 410, wheat 635, soybeans is 10, and those are going to be the big ones in Kansas. And there's an annual escalator of 0.5% starting with the 2031 crop year, and that is capped at 113% of the new baseline, which is that original statutory reference price. And a couple other big ones with respect to that is that this year producers are going to get the higher of their ARC or PLC, no matter how they're signed up. And then starting next year with ARC, if they're getting ARC ag risk coverage, if that's the way they're getting their payments, they can also get supplemental coverage option, which is a boost on crop insurance, which previously they'd not been eligible to do that. That if you're getting payments by ARC, you weren't eligible for SCO, and that starts next year. So really big stuff with respect to reference prices.
Base acres are included in the act, and McOwen says what is different.
This is a one-time voluntary opportunity for farmers as a whole to enroll up to 30 million new base acres based on their 2019 to 2023 planting history. This starts with the 2026 crop year. So the 2025 ARC and PLC are going to be continued to be based on the producer's current base acres with that increase starting with the 26 crop year. And there's a formula that's involved in terms of how many base acres are increased and then how the payments are going to be adjusted in accordance with that. But bottom line is, the way this works, for people to understand this, is if base acres go up, that means you've got more acres that are eligible for payments. And with the reference prices going up, that's going to put more cash in farmers' pockets.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen highlighting a few key provisions from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales, operating every other Monday on their summer schedule. They will have a cattle and hay sale on July 28th. Call ahead to list your early consignments, or for additional information, go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com. No sale today. Next cattle and hay sale is Monday, July 28th.
Making household items do double duty is a smart way to stretch the monthly budget. We'll share some clever uses for coffee filters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 21st, the 202nd day of the year. Writer Ernest Hemingway was born on this day, and in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee. One of our favorite things is finding double-duty uses for common household items. Have you considered all the ways paper coffee filters can be used? They're often less expensive than paper towels, and they leave no lint residue when used to clean glass. Add a few drops of essential oil, and you've got homemade dryer sheets. Enjoying refreshments outdoors? Push a straw through a coffee filter, and you have a clever cover for keeping bugs out of your drink. And parents love using them for divvying up snacks. They're perfect for serving pretzels or popcorn, with no cleanup to worry about. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Continuing coverage of the Marshall County Fair on KNDY includes comments from the 4-H youth during pre-fair judging, which was held in advance of the fair. We'll continue with live reports from the grounds in Blue Rapids Monday and Tuesday afternoons with Max Blasky. Marshall County Extension agent, among many that are busy this week coordinating activities at the Marshall County Fair, comments on the 4-H program and the annual county fair.
So there's all kinds of different exhibits, and I can't even begin to touch on all of them, but some of the quilts and things that kids are doing, different cross stitch and things like that. Amazing what eyes a lot of 4-H'ers have, and all this photography they take and all the different pictures and all the scenes they create to take photos. We have modeling going on, and just see the outfits that people have actually sewn and modeled. Even one was really neat is that they crocheted their sweater and then they modeled that. And I don't think I've seen a crocheted or knitted item being modeled since when I started, which was over 32 years ago. So pretty exciting to see all the different things and what kids come up with. It's just amazing. So I really hope you come down to Marshall County Fair, check out all the things on display, and just see the amazing work that these kids do.
The great state of Kansas is home to many facets of agriculture across our rolling plains. Here in Marshall County, agriculture, food, and food processing provides 1,478 jobs and a total economic contribution of approximately $364 million. The effects of agriculture run deep, and the farmers and ranchers of Marshall County Farm Bureau are proud to call Kansas our home. Show your pride by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Go to kfb.org/join to learn more. Join the team at Landall Company in Marysville, a world-class manufacturer of quality products and services for the ag, transportation, and material handling industries. They ensure total customer satisfaction and offer team members great benefits, great starting pay, and advancement opportunities. EEO vets and disabilities welcome. Learn more or apply online, Landall.com/careers, Landall Company in Marysville.
Well, I just think 4-H is a family affair. I think, you know, it's family spending time together to accomplish a goal. Because we always say, oh, I'm going to sew with my child. I'm always going to cook with my child. I'm always going to do this. But we never do it because we don't have a deadline. And so the Marshall County Fair provides that deadline, provides an opportunity to get feedback on what they did, and an opportunity to learn. And on top of learn from a professional judge who knows about that subject matter. And so they know what they did well and what they can improve on. And so it's just a lot of win-win all the way around, and just, you know, finding new friends, meeting new people, finding significant role models in your life. It's amazing all the things that 4-H can do if you just give it a chance. And you just have to find out what project and which things work for you. Sometimes we have new families that come in and the kid signs up for like 10 projects. Well, that's probably a little bit unreasonable, you know. So you just have to find out the projects that you enjoy or try different projects. This is trying to find your spark. Figure out what you want to do in your life for, as a career or as a hobby. Think about, oh, I really like to draw, or no, I was really bad at, you know, pastel. But there's lots of different things that you can learn. And you can make 4-H whatever you want to be and get out of it what you put into it.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State football team wrapped up last week at preparing for their upcoming fall football season as players Avery Johnson and Joe Jackson held a meet and greet at the Manhattan Tower Center on Friday, signing autographs and taking pictures with fans of all ages as they say they're preparing for the big upcoming 2025 football season.
Trying to like pinpoint what I didn't do well and improve on it, and find the things that I was successful with last year, and talk to coaches and get in more positions to be able to showcase stuff like that. But really just having fun and going out and winning games this year.
I'll say everybody really like knows us for, and everybody talks about how like our record on the last couple of years, and like we're always like winning eight games, win at least eight games, but like we got to push for more than that this year, and like we're not settling for that anymore, and like we're expanding to win it all and go farther than that and stop being like known as just winning eight games a year.
The Wildcats kick off their season August 23rd as they are at home against Iowa State.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for dog days of summer deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815. Per month, or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See the for details.
College football fans, if you are looking for tickets for the early parts of the season for both Kansas University and Kansas State, you may need to get your tickets sooner than later. As according to WIBW News, they say that Kansas State Wildcat football tickets are just about sold out for their first three home games of the regular season. As the report on Friday showed, the Kansas State Athletics showed fewer than 2,000 tickets remain for the season opener against North Dakota that is set for August 30th, along with their matchup against Army set for September 6th that has fewer than 1,000 tickets available right now. Also, with their Big 12 home game opener against UCF on September 27th, there are fewer than 600 tickets that are available as of the latest weekend numbers. Overall, for regular season tickets, single game tickets are still available for many games, as both the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks say they are looking forward for the upcoming fall football season with high hopes of moving further into the bowl season and having a successful year. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team, top seed in the zone tournament at Smith Center, took the title in three games, advancing to state at Hiawatha this next week. The championship game with Smith Center was suspended Saturday on account of weather and resumed Sunday with Marysville winning. Again, the Marysville Senior Legion team advancing to the state tournament. We'll air those games live on KNDY with the brackets to be announced. Meanwhile, this past weekend, the Marysville Junior Legion team finished fourth at state in a 17-13 loss to Pittsburgh in the finals as the juniors finished the season 13-9.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise a blend of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 94. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, lows level off around 73. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now it's 77 degrees.
KNDY.